Masechet Avot Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tet, Mishnah says, Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Rabbi Yonatan teaches us, Kol HaMekayem Et HaTorah Me'oni, Sofo LeKayema Me'oshid. Anybody who fulfills the Torah, they become a diligent Torah scholar, they study, they spend time in learning, while they're Be'oni, while they're in poverty, while they don't have money, Sofo LeKayema Me'oshid. In the end, they're going to fulfill the Torah, they're going to learn on a high level. When they're wealthy, a poor person is usually pressed for time. He's stressed. And he may think, you know what, if I spend more hours working, then I'll have the ability to make more money. That type of person who's willing to be mistapek bemuat, to live off of the basics, and then sacrifice extras in order to spend time learning Torah, that person is realizing that the wealth that he has, any form of money, is a means to an end. And therefore, he wants to spend Torah, spend his time studying Torah the right way. Hashem is going to bless that type of person, and he's going to end up with wealth. Wealth will calm him, will relieve any anxiety that he has, will allow him to pay his bills and then a little bit more to live a life of ease, and that'll allow him to learn more Torah. So that'll be the blessing that Hashem gives him. If a person, even when he's in a poverty state, is still studying Torah, Hashem is going to reward that person with wealth to allow him to learn more Torah. Wealth, like we've been understanding, is a means to an end. It's not an end in itself. It just allows a person to not have certain worries in this world so he could focus on what's really important, which is Talmud Torah. And the inverse. Whoever neglects his Torah learning when he's wealthy is going to neglect it when he's poor at the end of the day. What this is telling us is exactly the opposite of what we said before. If a person is wealthy, if he's blessed by Hashem, and he doesn't take that blessing of Hashem and use it the right way, if he doesn't take the wealth that he has and say, you know what, Hashem took care of me, let me pay my bills, let me do what I need to do, and then I'll spend more time learning. If I have money, I don't need to spend as much time working. So let me make sure that I'm doubling down on my Torah learning. A person doesn't do that, in the end Hashem is going to say, if you're not appreciating the beracha that I'm giving you, I'm going to take away the beracha. And Hashem could take away the wealth of that type of person, and he's going to neglect Torah even more now, because he doesn't have money, he doesn't have the ability to take care of himself in a basic way, so that type of person is going to neglect it even when he is in poverty.